Today's solemnity of Pentecost is our yearly feast of the Holy Spirit, when we're invited to ponder anew this gift, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, who is poured out into the hearts of the apostles and our Blessed Mother on that Pentecost Sunday, and who is also given to every generation of disciples of Christ over the centuries. There are many different images and titles for the Holy Spirit that help us to grasp something of the mystery of this third person of the Blessed Trinity. One of my favorite images of the Holy Spirit comes from an ancient hymn, the Veni Creator Spiritus. And in that hymn, the Spirit is called the finger of the Father's right hand. The finger of the Father's right hand. I love that image because it speaks of how the Holy Spirit is the means by which God, if you will, comes in and touches our lives. And this happens most especially through the sacraments of the church. In fact, in the sacraments, there's always some sensible matter that God uses to confer his grace upon us. The finger of the Father's right hand touching our very soul. And there are two sacraments in particular that we receive only once in our lives that are never repeated and that are part of the ordinary path of initiation for all Christians, baptism and confirmation. These two sacraments are received only once because they effect this permanent change in our souls that can never be destroyed or wiped away. And these two sacraments, baptism and confirmation, that we receive only one time, are primary ways that the finger of the Father's right hand comes and touches us and changes us forever. We could say that at the moment of our baptism and our confirmation, the Holy Spirit, the finger of the Father's right hand, came and touched our souls and opened up within us a font of grace from which living water wells up within our souls. At one point in John's Gospel, Jesus says, "Whoever believes in me, as Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him." And the evangelist goes on to say, he said this in reference to the Spirit that those who came to believe in him were to receive. You and I, in our baptism, and then again in our confirmation, we have had opened within us this wellspring of living water, the effect of that touch of the finger of the Father's right hand. These were pivotal moments in our lives that are still with us, still having an impact in our lives, even if it happened years ago, because of this permanent change in our soul that was affected in that moment. In a particular way, baptism is the sacrament that gives us the grace to believe, the grace of faith. Baptism brings with it this grace to give ourselves totally to Christ with complete trust in him, and to give our yes, our assent to everything that he and his church teach us to be true. And then confirmation is the sacrament that gives us the grace to live that faith and to be a bold witness to that faith, to defend that faith, even, if you will, to do battle when we have to as soldiers of Christ. And so here's one simple way to live a life of devotion to the Holy Spirit, this finger of the Father's right hand. Whenever you struggle to believe, whenever you struggle to have faith, to trust that God is with you, or to embrace some truth that he teaches, call upon the living water of the Holy Spirit that wells up from that font that was created in your soul at the moment of baptism. Say anew in the midst of that difficult moment of faith, "Come, Holy Spirit, give me the grace to believe in this moment." And whenever you struggle to live in a public way your faith or to defend it when it is attacked. Whenever you feel that pressure just to ignore the faith or not to live it to the full, say anew, come Holy Spirit, and ask the Holy Spirit to give you a new gift of grace flowing from that font that he opened in your soul in the moment of your confirmation. Come Holy Spirit. If we repeat those words again and again through our lives, especially in those moments where we struggle to believe or to live our faith, then this font, this well of living water, will be a constant source of renewal and strength and grace for us. We heard in our gospel today also about one other sacrament that our Lord gave us. This moment when he appeared to his apostles in the upper room and he breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven." It's the moment when Jesus instituted for us the sacrament of confession, reconciliation. We could say that sin, in a way, is like gunk and grime that can clog up that font of living water within our souls. And so confession is the sacrament where the finger of the Father's right hand comes in and clears out all of the grime of our sin, so that his grace, his water, can flow anew from within our souls. And so if you and I regularly avail ourselves of this sacrament of confession, and if you and I regularly then call upon the grace of the Holy Spirit who abides in us in these fonts of living water, you know what will happen? Little by little, we will become like reservoirs of this living water that then can overflow to bless others in our lives. Little by little, our hearts will become full of grace, as was the heart of our Blessed Mother, who we call full of grace every time we pray the Hail Mary. We call her that because she was so docile to the Holy Spirit and so open to his grace of that living water flowing within her. You and I can become like her if we too learn from her to open ourselves to this gift. So on this Pentecost Sunday, may our Blessed Mother, who we call the spouse of the Holy Spirit, help us to live in openness to the Holy Spirit, the finger of the Father's right hand. St. Patrick, pray for us.